another one of our resident poets, Suzanne Owens. Let's give her a hand.
Can I read? Just have to adjust myself to the light. Well, this poem, I've been reading it a lot because I'm stuck to the TV watching about the Russian problem. And this poem is about being in Russia with my son when he was about 11 or 12, and the school where he was going to made arrangements with a Russian school to have a soccer match, a soccer team. And so I was one of the mothers that went to watch the kids. And I can remember watching the Russian kids and the American kids playing soccer together outside the window when I was inside the hotel and thinking how marvelous it was. And this is about it. Being watched outside the Winter Palace from 10 days in Russia, 1992. Sitting cross-legged on the ground by the bus, I decide I may as well barter too for a few packs of cigarettes for a few American dollars everywhere we go. In the field, by our hotel, by the back canals, when we stop in small towns, I witness young Russian men trading black market watches as cheap as the candles we lit for the dead or the few coins we parted with for penance. A young vendor pulls up his sleeve and extends his arm down to me where the watches coil like a cobra tamed. Does that one run? Does this one need a battery? He pulls a watch off his arm. The watch goes from his hand into mine. Our fingers touch. In a moment, I see the watch in my hand, look up, and there in the space between the vendor and the block tower, beyond the approach of two gray uniforms. As they haul him a few yards away, the other vendors scatter into the crowds of Leningrad Square. And the billy club snaps down and down on the young man's skull. The noise ricochets off shots like shots off the portals of cathedrals. Half conscious, he keeps on fighting while my body seems to be flying away from me. I think that boy will never fall. And I want him to fall quickly. Through an eternity, he falls. He falls the way a leaf does. Finally, his body touches the pavement as softly as a kiss touches the closed mouth of an indifferent lover. His arms and legs flung out, scrawl an X on the stones. Stomach up. He's all exposed to the sky, the passers-by, and the young policeman who nods, half smiles over at me, over a silence in which any thick-toothed boot might stomp. Thanks.
Thank you, Suzanne. That was pretty darn relevant, that's for sure.